You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Uncertainty. Not a good word for most Americans. We like to have things in order. We like to know what is likely to happen. It's a matter of the human condition, security, all of that. But right now in politics, uncertainty is at an extremely high level. I'm not going to say it's the worst ever, because there are other things in our history where it was just chaotic beyond belief, like the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II in the beginning. But political uncertainty in America right now is very, very intense. And we are here to sort it out for you as best we can, without speculation, without trying cases on television, any of that, which is why I assume you're with us rather than wasting time on the corrupt corporate media, which is agenda-filled all day long and going to give you what they're ordered to give you. We will never do that. There's nobody around to order me to do anything, okay? And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. We begin with Hunter and Joe Biden, all right? So whatever transacted between those two men is still undefined. So we don't know exactly what the Hunter Joe and Jim Biden, Hunter, the president's brother, we don't know exactly how that came down. What we do know is the Biden family derived between $20 and $30 million, perhaps more, for doing nothing. That's in stone fact. Can't be disputed. Anybody who does dispute it is lying to you. We don't know where all of that money went. We do know that Hunter Biden was prosecuted by the federal government, the Treasury Department, IRS, for not paying taxes on more than $1 million. That has led to subsequent investigations of Hunter's father, the president. Because, and you know the story, the laptop and all of that. But right now, Joe Biden is in danger. himself, because it's just a day away that somebody comes out of that morass and says, he got this, it's over. I don't know whether that will happen. What I do know for sure is the Democratic Party is taking a horrendous beating on this. The whole party, because there isn't anyone in the Democratic Party that is criticizing the Biden influence selling situation. Not one. Non-ideological Americans who are paying attention know that. When Nixon got into trouble, there was a segment of the Republican Party in the early 1970s that said, hey, we want to know what this is all about. When Trump got in trouble, there are the so-called rhinos, all right, Republicans in name only, who either turned on Trump or said, look, we need to have a little bit more information. But on the Democratic side, you got nobody. But inside the party, there is trouble. Robert Costa is a political correspondent for CBS News. Here's what he said yesterday.
Inside the White House this weekend and inside the Biden campaign, I've made a lot of calls, and it's evident that they don't welcome what's going to be potentially a drip, drip, drip of developments on the Justice Department front with Hunter Biden. But they see it ultimately as a distraction, not something that's going to be a burden for President Biden's campaign.
And that's because they want to see it that way. But it is already a distraction for the Democrats and Biden's campaign. Joe Biden's job approval numbers will soon sink below 40, where he is now, into the mid-30s. Because, again, honest Americans, not ideological, not party apparatchiks, are going, this is not right. And even if Joe Biden did not take money, he enabled the whole thing to happen as vice president. And he did. That is true. So the Democrats are desperately trying to search for a message. And here's all they can come up with. Go.
Like you said, it's almost 5 years, and it's going to go on longer now.
5 years, and there's no evidence linking Hunter's business deal into the president. The Republicans have tried everything in Congress. They've tried everything. But this is warmed over, leftovers, and I do believe at the end of the day, if they can get that deal back on the table, Hunter Biden will be able to finally live his life again.
That is a fantasy, what she just said. And I like Donna Brazile. I've known her for many years. But that is so blatantly dishonest, what she said. I mean, it's just flat out insane. So number one, she says there's no evidence linking Hunter's business dealing to the president. That's not true. We know that Joe Biden, as vice president, took meetings, got on the phone, all of that. And he didn't do it out of foreign policy or for the United States, for you and me. He did it because his son asked him to do it, because his son was doing business with foreign entities. So Donna Brazile flat out misled the whole nation. Okay? That's what she did. There's no two sides to that story. Now, the ABC interviewer wasn't smart enough to point it out, or was ordered not to. Okay? And then Ms. Brazile goes on to say, at the end of the day, whenever you hear somebody say at the end of the day, that means they're not thinking. They're reciting what they've been told to say, as she was reciting. Once we get the deal back on the table, this, you know, deal that the judge said this is absurd, it's so lenient, then Hunter Biden will get back to live his life again. I mean, come on. Hunter Biden's never going to get back to live his life again. He's tainted forever. I mean, this is just, you know, I'm sitting there. I didn't see it, but my crack producers did. They sent it to me, and I just go like this. You know, it comes a point where you just have to shut it off. So right now, the Democrats, the smart Democrats, the K Street people who understand, they're looking out a year. Remember, it's a year from now where all presidential candidates have to register to get on the ballots for the primaries in the states, okay? That's a misstatement. I just made a mistake. It's There isn't a definite date where you have to register, but it's coming up for each individual state. Okay? And in order to run for president a year from now, you have to be on the ballot, presidential ballot. So a third-party person would have to be on it a year from now, August, because the vote will be in November. But to get on the state ballots, New Hampshire, South Carolina, all of that, that's rapidly coming up. And each state has a different date. So if you're going to run, you got to get in gear. There's nobody except RFK Jr. running on the Democratic side, and he has no shot. Republicans got about 9 people running. Okay. So the Democratic Party, they sense that more is coming, and more is coming. Believe me, in September, when the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees get back in motion, they're going to have new stuff. They're going to put it out. And people are going to listen to it. Why? Because even if you are a dope, D-O-P-E, if you know nothing, and believe me, millions of people are in that category. You know what bribery is. You know what getting money for nothing is. All right? Easy to understand. We'll deal with Trump in a minute, but Trump electoral alternate vote, very complicated. This is easy. And the Republicans are going to push this, not only to try to destroy Joe Biden, who's probably finished at this point. My prediction is by Christmas, he'll be out. I could be wrong about that, of course. But the Democrats are looking around and going, what are we going to do? If Joe Biden goes down, what are we going to do? Gavin Newsom got a lot of money out there in California, but he's a terrible candidate. California is a disaster. I mean, people in California are getting punished by Gavin Newsom. He's punishing his own people. Try to buy some gasoline in California. So he can't win. I can't imagine this man. All right. So there's only one other name. And that's Michelle Obama. So I'm on Michelle Obama, okay? Because I said very early on that this is a viable Democratic candidate. She would win. She would beat Trump. She is popular. Just her book sales alone tell you that. It wasn't the greatest book in the world, believe me. Michelle Obama could put together a coalition of minorities and women and liberal men. Nobody could beat her. Michelle Obama knows that. But at this point in history, I can't get any confirmation that she wants to do it. So let's run it down. She's going to be 60 years old if she decides to run. She'll be 60. Got two grown young girls who are women now. She got a good education, Princeton, Harvard Law School. She is a fanatical Democrat. She worked for, I didn't even know this, Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago. She worked for him as an assistant in 1991. And then she came up and she met Barack in the Democratic apparatus. So there's no problem on the Democratic side. If Michelle Obama tomorrow calls up whoever the head of the DNC is at this point and says, I'd like to run. She got it. Joe would resign the next day. She's in. She doesn't want to campaign. She doesn't want to go out to Iowa and to all these places. She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't have to do it. All she'd have to do is show up at the convention, all right, in Chicago and say, you know, I'm here. I'm ready. So I can't tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you the Democratic Party is in dire trouble. Dire. And the only one that can save them is Michelle Obama. And that's the memo.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once, Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. ARC Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
All right, let's bring in one of the smartest guys on the political scene. He's a Democrat. You've seen him before on the No Spin News, Doug Schoen. He's got a new book coming out called Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History in Changing Times. So you can pre-order that book now anywhere. So where am I making mistakes, Doug? Am I going wrong here somewhere?
What I think with January 6th, where Trump has some additional liability, is the whole process of certifying the result. I think that the charge that I thought, Bill, on January 6th was the whole notion of what Trump was asking Pence to do and Pence refused to do. I think that charge is also a serious one. I worry, though, I must tell you, I worry about the Georgia prosecution for the reasons you do. The idea of using a RICO statute against a president and 18 other people, however misguided they may well have been, what this says for our democracy, and you made this point, Bill, and it's the point that to me is most important. If this goes forward in the way that it could, our democracy could be finished. It could be irrevocably changed. That's my greatest concern.
Yeah, and that's everybody. Charlie said the same thing. Anybody who loves their country and is not a partisan, you know, crazy person knows the danger that this will lead to. But I'm gonna challenge you on the January 6th thing.
Sure.
That whole case by Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, is predicated on Trump knowing the election was lost and doing it anyway. That's what the charges are predicated on, okay? Pence is not going to say that. I thought he might. But In a television interview over the weekend, he was asked point blank on NBC, the White House tell you to do this? And he goes, no, I don't remember that. So if Pence goes in and says, hey, Trump got bad legal advice from John Eastman, and he really believed that the Constitution allowed me, the vice president, to stay the electoral vote count, then that's Trump's opinion. It's not a criminal act.
Yeah, I'm not sure Pence will go that far, but you could well be right, Bill. We shall see. This is one of those issues that, not in short order, but eventually we'll see whether I'm right or you're right.
Okay. So advancing the story now, I think it would be safe to say that most Americans, after these four indictments in different places, are thoroughly confused. They don't know what's happening. They don't understand the alternate electoral vote people. They don't know all they know is that whatever side they're on, okay, is right. They don't know anything else about it. And, I just see the destruction of discourse, of debate, of different points of view, all blowing right up in front of our faces now.
Well, that's exactly right. We live in a country of two narratives. the Democratic Party narrative and the Trump narrative of election fraud and malfeasance and the like. And the idea that these two universes can peacefully coexist, given what's happening now, is less and less likely, and more likely what you're saying, Jonathan Turley saying, and what I've just said, could well be the result, which, by the way, has implications for our economy and for our foreign policy.
So now I think Trump is strengthened in a short term.
Sure.
Nobody knows what's going to happen in a year. Nobody. But he's strengthened because the MAGA people, they're going to go out and vote for him. They don't care what he did.
Correct.
They're right there. And a lot of the independents, the smarter ones, are saying, you know, this. And when you compare it to the Biden treatment from the Justice Department, the independents are going, we don't like this corruption. We don't like this. So even though we don't like Trump, we're not voting for the other side. And that helps Trump as well.
It does, and it also helps Trump in the primary, because the Republicans and those Republican-leaning independents say, we may not be comfortable with Trump, we may not want him, but the way he's been treated is so outrageous, we're going to vote for him just because we think this is all a raw deal. So I think there's
there's one more factor. The people voting for Trump now know that if Trump wins, he's going to get the bad guys, going to come after the bad guys. Yes.
Well, that's the other side of this that you haven't mentioned is when you compare the way Trump's been treated now with four indictments to the kid gloves for Hunter Biden and potentially Joe Biden. We just don't know. It's two narratives that are very hard as a fair thinking person to reconcile. I mean, and picking as a special prosecutor, which I think was overdue, the guy who had the case for 5 years, that didn't make a lot of sense to me.
It's insane. Merrick Garland now, you know, is downgraded about 10 points in my estimation. I don't even think he's a smart man. I don't even think he's smart, because that, it just signals, look, we're doing it because we don't want Weiss testify in front of the congressional committees. That's why we're doing this. And Weiss booted this whole thing top to bottom. Couldn't have done a worse job, but we're going to give him more power to do an even worse job. I mean, even the dimmest Americans are going to go, what is going on?
Well, the judge in the Hunter Biden case made it clear what his real exposure
is. Yeah, sure. Right.
The FARA violation, which sent Paul Manafort to jail. It seems to me like it's a prima facie violation by Hunter Biden of that statute.
Absolutely. And we're going to get to that statute you mentioned. Last word, last question. I can't predict this. And you know me, I'm a big mouth, a bloviator. I have no blanking idea what's going to happen in the next 6 months. I believe Biden's going to be out of office by Christmas, but I can't back that up at all, other than watch his deterioration. And I do know this to be fact, that once September and October roll around, those Republicans in the congressional committees are just going to launch everything they have, spurred on by Fannie Willis and her pals going after Trump. Last word.
I think we're in uncharted waters, Bill. I think for three reasons, Biden could not be the candidate. Could be Hunter Biden, could be issues of mental competence, and it could be poll numbers. I also think there's the possibility, given these indictments and how unprecedented it is, that for some reason that we don't know today, Trump could well not be the candidate. I think he more likely than not will be. But this is a world of banana republics. This is not a world of the world's greatest, most stable, free democracy. I am profoundly disquieted and saddened today, as I think most Americans should be.
All right, Doug. Thanks again. The book, upcoming book, is Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History in Changing Times. So everybody should pre-order that book. I mean, obviously, you want to get ahead of this deal. Thanks again, Doug. We really appreciate it. Right.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you. Insanely, MSNBC is beating Fox News. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. About all of this Trump stuff. I mean, I've never, ever, ever thought I would see this. And I worked, as you guys know, for more than 20 years. They never approached coming close to beating me or us. But now in Fox News' weakened state, MSNBC gets more viewers. It's just, I sit here, what's going on? Because that hour was absolute lowest. Don't get worse than them. Never seen it in our history. All right, here's the first soundbite, CNN, another troubled network. Go.
I just say for the record, when you listen to that phone call asking for those 11,780 votes, it sounds an awful lot like a mafia.
Well, I'll say yeah, something.
And that is, for a jury, a kind of crystal clear piece of evidence.
I represent gangsters. They're a lot more vague than that on the phone.
Okay, so that's absurd. I mean, mafia? Mafia what? You know, it's just, that's the kind of bilge, B-I-L-G-E, that they're putting out there. It's insane. All right, here's another soundbite, go.
And what we saw was an indictment come out before the grand jury even had a chance to vote. That's un-American, it's improper, and it's obvious, for lack of a better word. So I'm hoping the American people get it at this point.
Okay, so if you're going to bring on, and you have to some extent, the attorney representing Donald Trump, you got to challenge that attorney. Now, in that case, I picked that soundbite because she's right. I mean, the fix was in Atlanta 2.5 years ago. This is no surprise to anybody. Willis was going to do this. Bragg in New York was going to do it because now they're stars in the progressive movement. That's what they wanted to be. But we're not learning anything here. All right, let's bring in Brett Tomlin. He's a smart guy. You know him. We've used him many times. Former prosecutor, federal level in Utah. Comes to us from Salt Lake City. So I assume you went into public service, to law school and everything, and worked hard to bring justice to the people of Utah and the United States. I assume that's what motivated you. You could have made a lot more money in the private sector, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So now, in my opinion, the justice system has been co-opted by politicians who are trying to destroy each other using the justice system, and at this point succeeding. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And, you know, I had a conversation with a former U.S. attorney friend of mine, great gentleman out of Texas. We're politically on opposite sides. And he confided in me that, you know, he never thought he would see the day in which the Department of Justice was so outwardly political and making decisions that, on its very face, just the cases against Trump, he can't stand Donald Trump. But he looks at these cases and says, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see these kinds of cases being brought by the Department of Justice. And he said he doesn't agree with it. And he thinks it's the beginning of a chapter in which the Department of Justice does this routinely.
And you concur with that analysis?
I do, although I'm still hopeful. I'm hopeful that somebody in charge of the Justice Department who cleans house and who has some thoughtfulness. You know, I listened to your introduction on John Marshall. I didn't know that they were cousins, but it reminded me of what we need in the Department of Justice, someone that has vision and thoughtfulness and understands, you know, the larger picture of the purpose of the Department of Justice and the danger of utilizing it politically.
Now, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, doesn't seem to be that man, in my opinion. I think he's doing what he's told to do. Am I wrong?
No, I think he is exactly the man that Merrick Garland knew he would be able to task with coordinating. And I say coordinating because it is pretty apparent that there's a coordination. And it's twofold. It's a coordination with state prosecutors and then a coordination on protecting the Biden family. And that's their twofold mission. And I think Jack Smith is the perfect guy to run one side of it.
Yeah, he's not. Jack Smith's not involved with the Bidens at all. And I don't want to do the whataboutism here today. I'm going to handle Biden as developments break. But back to this Trump prosecution. Would you cede that Donald Trump handled some of these things poorly?
Yeah, I would cede that Donald Trump would be an absolute nightmare client in a lot of ways. And that is, you know, he is on a mission himself. But yet I back up, Bill, and I think about the founders of our Constitution. And one thing they definitely consciously did, they did not prohibit an individual running for president of the United States with a felony. I think they did that knowing that there could be, you know, an effort by those in political power to eliminate political opponents utilizing the criminal law. And so, you know, larger picture, I don't blame him for fighting as hard as he is fighting. I think you're right that there should be some thoughtfulness in his response to the each individual case, and some are stronger than others. But that fight is worth it. And who knows, he may be running for president and may win with a felony.
Yeah. And people don't understand that Donald Trump, as a former president, would never be sentenced to prison. That would not happen. If he were convicted, say, in Georgia, where there's a mandatory jail sentence, he would be in home confinement or some situation like that. But it still, it takes him off the board, and it creates so much chaos in our political system that with a weak Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, you don't get weaker than that. He's going into the election 2024, the weakest Democratic candidate in the past 150 years. Maybe Andrew Johnson was weaker, the guy who took over after Lincoln, who was drunk most of the time.
Yeah,
But Biden's so weak. And so the only thing the Democrats have to save themselves is to just make Trump the center of attention in a negative way, which they're succeeding in doing. Now, this is an unfair question to you, but I don't know what percentage of the American people understand the bigger picture here, that if this succeeds, everybody who runs for office from now on is the subject or could be the subject of some corrupt prosecutor trying to take them out on a trumped up charge, pardon the pun. I don't know if people get the big picture there.
Yeah, I have friends that have historically said, you know, that Republicans should not fight fire with fire. They should take the high road. And they're switching their position on that. They're saying we have no choice but to actually engage in this, you know, reprehensible use of the criminal law. And I see that, Bill, and I see that your voice, my voice, many other voices out there are trying to be you know, thoughtfully analyzing facts and the law, and the thoughtfulness is no longer, you know, the reasonable approach to our criminal justice system anymore. Well, and that level of analysis is gone.
The problem here is that most Americans are confused about the whole thing. They don't know what fake electoral people are. They don't know. And I'm not scorning them for not knowing. This is complicated stuff. A lot of it's complicated. And the conservative media concentrates on ideology here and party stuff, all right, whereby they're not basically clarifying the overall danger so much as saying, well, it's Biden's fault or it's Obama's fault or it's the Democratic machine or whatever. The understanding level of the Americans in this entire Trump case, I think, is very low. Last word.
Yeah, I think you're so right on. And I'm really encouraged. You know, I'm hopeful that your voice, my voice, others out there are going to instill some wisdom and thoughtfulness. You know, the civil law is entirely capable of handling all of the election challenges, of handling, you know, wrongful allegations and all of the outrageousness that we saw that came, you know, quite candidly from Trump, from Hillary Clinton before, and then all the way back to Bush v. Gore. We saw that our civil, you know, legal system all the way to the Supreme Court could handle all of this and would have shut it all down. But I think the Democrats realized very quickly that with such a weak candidate, as you indicated, their only hope is to utilize the criminal law to shut down, you know, the voices they don't like.
And they have a willing accomplice in Merrick Garland. I mean, a guy who's going to basically across the board. He'll go down in history as one of the worst attorney generals ever. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's exactly right.
All right, Brett, thanks very much. We appreciate it. And we wanted to know, we called a Trump campaign, who the lead attorney is now on all of this. It's got to be somebody who's coordinating it. They don't have one. They don't have one now. Just so you know.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
All right, this counsel, now we have a special counsel, Hunter Biden. This is a ruse, all right? I wrote a big column on this. I hope you read it. Yesterday, Seeking Counsel is the name of it, BillO'Reilly.com. Don't have to be a premium member. Don't be anything. Go read it. Here's the key paragraph in the column I wrote, quote, on Friday, the hapless Merrick Garland announced the U.S. attorney investigating Hunter Biden's crimes will be given special counsel status. This means David Weiss can bring charges in all American jurisdictions. But according to sworn testimony by Garland, Weiss has had that power for 5 years. That's how long he's been investigating Hunter, and in all that time, has basically uncovered nothing. House Republicans are exposing all the hidden cash, unquote. So you're rewarding a guy, Weiss, in Delaware, who has booted the election from the beginning. The election, the investigation from the beginning. But you're giving him more power. Why? Because once Weiss is appointed special prosecutor, he didn't have to testify before the House Republican committees. I can't say anything because it's under investigation. I'm special counsel. I can't say anything. Mueller couldn't say anything. Durham couldn't say anything. And now why? I can't tell you what's going on. Come on. If you don't understand what this is, Now, that's corruption. Selling influence to enrich your family is corruption. Failing to investigate that in an honest manner is corruption. That's what we have. All right, let's go to Maui. About 100 dead, probably more the total, because horrible. So what happened here was Lahaina, the biggest city on Maui, is a beautiful historic city. I've been there half dozen times. All right, I usually stay in Kaanapali Beach, which is south of Lahaina. And Lahaina, a fire roared in. None of the safety measures worked. And then on top of the fire, there were hurricane winds that just spread this thing and burned Lahaina to the ground. Okay, nobody at fault. Hawaii is a little state. They are going to blame this, that, and the other thing. But this is an act of God, what they call an act of God, right? And it's horrible. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. It's not global warming. It was a fire, and they have fires in Hawaii. And just to the south of the islands, there's a massive hurricane, and the winds just whipped it, and that's what happened. Now, if you want to donate to the help those poor people, because they lost everything, the Red Cross is your best bet. All right, so it's redcross.org. There's a phone number on the screen that you can call. Or you can text the word Hawaii to 90999. That's easy, 90999, to make a $10 donation. I mean, that's not a lot. But if everybody did it, then that would help, obviously. Smart Life. So I got a very nice letter from a concierge member, and I've been telling you this is a life insurance policy for you if you get into trouble. Here's the letter. All right, I'm going to withhold the man's name because we don't do that for concierge. Everything is private. A few weeks ago, you saved me a lot of money on insurance by suggesting a website where I could compare pricing. My home and auto insurance had doubled, but thanks to you and your Smart Life segment, I've now cut my homeowner and autos nearly in half with a new policy. Therefore, I am going to take a small portion of that savings to upgrade my membership to Lifetime Concierge. Well worth the money. Okay, so the website that we recommended is PolicyGenius, one word, PolicyGenius.com. And on this website, you can then search all the different rates for all the different insurance companies. This is what you have to do, right? I'm getting gouged, and it's really caused me an inconvenience. So now I'm searching around to try to get some kind of fair deal. So PolicyGenius.com. In addition, we have saved a lot of people a lot of money by recommending GasBuddy.com. GasBuddy, one word. You go to that website and you put in your zip code, they'll tell you where the cheapest gas is. All right? We are in business to make it easier for you to prosper. So thank you very much, concierge member from Texas. We urge all of you to check that concierge membership out on BillO'Reilly.com. It is there to help you. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. As you know, I'm a big plan ahead guy. Drives irritants nuts. But you get a lot more in life done. No doubt about it. So if you're a plan ahead person, you're going to get a lot more done with a lot less chaos. So it's mid-August already. And, you know, summer just ridiculous. And it makes me kind of sad. I was dunking in the ocean. I had a good ocean weekend, by the way. I didn't get whacked. I mean, it was surface a little flatter. And for me, like, that's the ultimate therapy. Anyway. Long Island, I got about five more weeks of ocean swimming before it gets a little brisk. And I'm looking ahead. So next week, we're going to be on vacation. I usually take the last week in August off because of family stuff. I got to take next week off. That's a debate week. If there is something about the debate, I will come back and do a show. All right. But right now, Trump's going to announce momentarily when he's going to show up or not. If he doesn't show up, it's not going to be much. If he does, then we'll make a determination, probably the day after, but we'll see. So I already got my my vacation week planned because I'm going to go deep sea fishing. We're going to get out there. We have a couple of birthday dinners we're doing. We got a whole bunch of stuff. Going to be a lot of fun. And then I look forward to September. September is going to be chaos for me as a journalist, because you got the House committees roaring back on Hunter. Then you got the primary campaign kicking up into high gear. And then you got all Trump's legal problems. So it's like massive amount of stuff right after Labor Day is going to like a rocket here. We're prepared. We're ready. I mean, we're going to be there. I mean, as I said at the beginning of the program, this broadcast is devoted to clarity. And if you have any questions, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, and I'll give you a premium concierge member to write to me, and I'll answer as many as I can. All right? Because it's confusing. But the worst part about it is they won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you why the special counsel was appointed. That is a bogus ruse. Corporate media would never do that. Anyway, plan ahead. I'm into October now on my little calendar. But it's necessary for me because I got so much to do. And it really, if you can discipline yourself, it'll help your life. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you on Monday.